Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chalo Daf Lamed Gimel in the Ois V'Hodo edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Aloha Hei. We're starting in Amud Aleph in the second line. The Gemara brings what we learned in the Mishnah. Noitel Seor Mi'iso Shaloi Hur Mochaloso. The Mishnah mentioned if you combine together Iso, the Chalo is already taken, and a Chalo a Iso, which Chalo is not taken, so then if you're doing from someplace else, you do it based on the proportion and amount. If not, you do one chal, the entire thing. So says the Gemara now. Rabboim b'chiyo bo kamir Rav Zeiru. Rabboim b'chiyo asked the question for Rav Zeiru. Mincha shnis'arvo b'chulin. Mincha, what is mincha? Mincha is a korban. Mincha is flour that goes on the mizbeach. You put on the mizbeach a koimetz, a small piece, and the rest, which is called shirayim, you give it to the koyanim. You have mincha that got mixed up with the chulin. As Ruchaim explains, even though it's mixed up, there's some parts which are still separated, and you're able to do kmitza, that part you want to put in the mizbech, you're able to take that and know this belongs to the mincha. The shay is like this. Koimetz umatir et ha-shirayim la'chilo. Should I do the kmitza? And then the rest will be mutter to the koyanim. Now, but it's not so clear what is mutter to the koyanim. Because with the koyanim we're going to get, they get the leftovers. They're supposed to get the leftovers of the mincha. But here the leftovers are mixed up with the chulin. So even though you're giving it to the Kohanim, but it's not so apparent where the Kohanim are getting. And that's what Gemara says, Koyani Alevan Seris Mina Mincho La'ar Nulvanov. Is am I Mikhaim the obligation of an Seris Mina Mincho La'ar Nulvanov? I have to give the rest of the Mincho Tar Vuvanov. If I give the rest combined with Chulin, am I Mikhaim that or not? Says the Gemara Homer Lay, V'chi Tevel Shnis'ar B'chulin. What about if I have Tevel? Tevel, which we didn't take a truma yet, and got mixed up with chulin. Koyer ani alev and asatem imenu is trumas Hashem la'aron hakohen. Similar question can be by truma. The same question you have by mincha, you have by truma. Let's say I have tevel that is mixed up with chulin, and I do truma on this tevel and I give it to the kohen. The kohen is going to get truma mixed with chulin. Are you mekayin the mitzvah of truma? The same question of the mincha. Am I mekayin the pasuk when I satem imenu is trumas Hashem la'aron hakohen? Says the Gemara. Oh, now the Gemara we use here in this daf as usual, using the gius of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Gruel. The Gemara goes on and says, we're going back to what we learned in Maseches Trumas. What did we learn over there? Talk about a case that you have a grain, a pile. And someone did not do the full Trumas Amarsis. They did only a partial Trumas Amarsis. Still more to do. So from this same pile, you could continue doing the Trumas Amarsis, even though you already did partial. So everything you do, it's a combination of Tevel and Chulin. Because you already did something. You can still do it from it. You can't do from this pile on another pile. Because everything you're going to take is a combination of Tevel and Chulin. And the Gemara is going to explain soon why can you do a fresh of Yemenu someplace else. What is the Ikar Raya of the Gemara right now? How can I do Truma right now on this pile? Because even though it's a combination of Chulin and Tevel, I'll give to the Kohen whatever it is. I'll give be Machmir myself, I'll give to the Kohen more. The Kohen will get some Truma that belongs to him, plus Chulin which is mixed with it. So the Gemara understands that you see from here, that even though I don't designate so much of Truma, it's still okay. And that's the Gemara continues. If you're going to push in the Gabay Mincha, again using the Gius of Reb Chaim, Shein or Koyim Mitzamatir, they can't do the Kmitza because it's not designated. So Afilu Mimenu Olov Eino Moitzis, how can you do Trumo from the same pile when it's a mixture of Chulin and Tevel? And the Gemara brings another Raya. The other Raya is from our Mishnah. Masniso Amor, our Mishnah said, Shu Moitzi Menu Olov, you could take Mimenu Olov on the same one. The case we spoke in our Mishto. That you get mixed up a dough which you did challah and a dough which you didn't do challah. If you can't fix it somewhere else, you're going to give challah from the whole thing. Hi, there's a mixture of what's chayav and what's not chayav. It's fine. So as long as the kohen gets something, even though it's not so clear what he's getting, it's not so designated, it works. So that's a raya that you can do the same thing. Says the Goran Amud Beis, Amin leisa do dev zehiro tesivol rabboin barchiho. Reb Zeir Briat is not a good raya to that question of Reb Boim Barchiyo. The raya from Masechta Trumas is not a good raya. Why not? Because what's the difference between doing a frasha from this pile, which was a mixture of tevel and chulin, that you say it's okay, then doing a frasha from this and somewhere else, you say it's not okay. What should be the difference? Elam, what will be the difference? Explains the Gemara. When he does it on its own, can this tevel become truma? Can this entire tevel become truma? The answer is no, you cannot make the entire tevel truma. Why not? We have a rule. The rule is that whenever you want to do hafrashas truma, you have to have shiraim, you have to have leftovers. I can't do my entire tevel into truma. So if I have tevel right now, I don't have no other tevel to take care of. Can I make this entire tevel truma? The answer is no. I must have some of what I have here, tevel, needs to be truma, and some of it has to be chulin. So if so, I have chulin in this tevel. I have chulin in the other one. They're not mevatel each other. They're both considered to be min b'minoy. This is going back to the sheet that we mentioned before, Rabbi Yehuda. The min b'minoy is not botel. Whenever I have two things which are the same kind, they're not mevatel each other. Only min b'she'enu minoy is botel. Only a min in a different thing is botel. But min b'minoy is not. So here, this tevel, can this tevel be 100% truma? No. It has to have chulin in it. If it has to have chulin in it, so then what? That means it's min b'minu with the rest of the chulin, and therefore it's not batal. And that's why you could give it truma to the kohen, because it's not batal. That's in our case. But if he wants to do it for another pile, when I'm doing truma somewhere else, can I make the entire tevel truma? The answer is yes. Because once I'm doing it on another pile, I can make whatever is here 100% truma, because then I have chulin somewhere else. So I can make it 100% truma, and it will be min b'she'enu minoy. It will be different than the chulin which has remained over here. And therefore, batel. That's why it's batel. So what is Gemara saying? Gemara is saying like this. Yes, you could give to a kohen a combination of truma plus if it's still going to be considered truma and now won't be batel. But if it's batel, you see, bitul b'roiv. If it's bitul b'roiv, you can't give it to the kohen. Because when I'm giving it to the kohen, it's considered to be. I didn't give him anything. It's batel b'roiv. So this is like more like this. In the first case, when I'm doing a truma yimeno on itself, that I cannot make the tevel 100% truma, so it's min b'min, it's not batel, that's why I can give it to the kohen. But in the second, because I'm doing from a truma from somewhere to somewhere else, which I can make it 100% truma, then it does not work. Why does it not work? Because the truma could be, the tevel over here could be 100% truma, and therefore it's min b'she'enu minoy with the chulin, and therefore it's batel in the chulin. So I can't give it to the kohen because I'm giving the kohen nothing. Whatever I'm giving to him is batel b'roif. Similarly, by the mincha, when I have mincha and I take out the kohen mitzvah mizbeach, I have shirayim, the shirayim are kodesh. They're mixed up in chulin. They're min b'she'enu minoy. They're batel. I'm not giving to the kohen anything because whatever I'm giving him, I'm giving him something else. But that mincha is batel b'roif. So therefore, the raya from Trumo was not a good raya, because Adara, from that Mishnah, you see that there's a difference between if the thing is min b'mina, min b'she'enu mina. And the Gemara concludes, Naf Lamadal and Mudalef. On my base, Adom, this teaches you, Tevel she's ara b'trumo. If you have Tevel that mixed with Trumo, we will always say Tevel roi le'osus k'trumo k'yotzibo. Because this Tevel can be 100% Trumo al mokom acher, so this entire pile can turn to be Trumo. And again, this is different than the previous case. We had Tevel nis'ar b'chulin. Here the Tevel nis'ar in the Truma. Tevel nis'ar b'truma. Can I make everything here 100% Truma? The answer is yes. So therefore, they're all going to be min b'minoy, and therefore, loy batel. Tevel by chulin is batel when you can do it somewhere else because you have their Truma and chulin, which is min b'she'enu minoy. But if it falls into Truma, they're both Truma, it's min b'minoy. Min b'minoy is loy batel. With this, we conclude you. Shal Michal Daf Lamed Gimel.